Very warm welcome to our worship this morning, wherever you are. It's good to have you with us online, live, fingers crossed, hoping that the spirits at work and the wires that work here at St. Mary's. Next Sunday, we shall return for live worship with a congregation. You'll find a bit more information about that online in the coming days, and we'll return to the booking system that we used before we went into the second lockdown, so do use that. And the service times will be Sunday at 10 and Wednesday at 10 as well, so just a slight adjustment for both of those days. But do please feel able to join us for worship as we go through this season of Advent.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." So let us listen and turn to the Lord in penitence and faith. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come into the world and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness, and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait on him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned, and because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name, or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree you learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither his angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he might find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
"It is winter in Narnia," said Mr. Tumnus, "and has been for ever so long." Mr. Tumnus is a character who, of course, lives in Narnia, the fictional world created by the author C.S. Lewis, who died 57 years ago last weekend, a world that has captured the imagination for generations. And if you've never picked up The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, perhaps the most accessible of the series, well, it's never too late. It's going to be my Advent reading this year, filled as it is with rich connections with the Christian story. And then sometime over Christmas, hopefully not having consumed too many mince pies and falling asleep in front of it, I shall watch the movie. And the world of Narnia seems a good place to begin this blessed season of Advent, because the season in which we first visit Narnia in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is, of course, winter. "It is winter in Narnia," said Mr. Tumnus, "and has been for ever so long." The White Witch, of course, has held back the new life of spring, and hope has grown dim. There are no white witches around for us, at least I hope not, but we all know, as we enter this winter, some of the many challenges we face. So that for us sometimes the thought of new life can seem distant and hope grows dim. Aside from this pandemic, there are other challenges, climate change, equality for all, to name just two, and I could go on. Lewis lived in a house not far from the church where I spent a placement whilst at theological college. He went to church there, and near where he sat behind a pillar, he was a private man, didn't like to be seen, there is an etched glass window that depicts something of Narnia. It's a beautiful scene, and yet for me it always seemed cold, deprived of colour. But then perhaps that was the effect the artist wanted to achieve. And sometimes, if we're honest, the world does seem cold, as if there is some truth in Mr. Tumnus's words that it is always winter and never Christmas. So winter is upon us, and we begin the season of Advent mindful of its grip. It's a bit colder. But yet, like the creatures of Narnia who keep hope alive, so we keep hope alive too, because we know that Christmas will come, and we know too what that coming means. But before then, we have Advent, a season to rekindle our expectations, to remember that we are a people of hope, even when things seem tough. One of the challenges of the last few months has been how to find a rhythm to life, for one day can seem much like any other. And here the church calendar has, I think, helped. From Lent, where we began the first lockdown, to Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, and then through the summer, ordinary time, before Remembrance and then Christ the King last week. Now we begin again at Advent Sunday, and we need to begin again because we are forgetful. And so the seasons of our faith are given to remind us of what God has done in Christ and of who we are. So over the year we have times of joy and thanksgiving and celebration, but we also have times of sorrow, lament and reflection. Advent is, as you know, one of the latter. And traditionally the great themes of death and judgment, heaven and hell have been the preacher's domain. And whilst it might not do us any harm to dwell a little on these themes, yet even if we do, even if we encounter the tough ones, they are shot through with hope, like the letters in a stick of rock. Of course, by the 25th of December and the end of Advent, winter might have tightened its grip further, at least in terms of temperature. And yet what we shall celebrate then is the hope of the world. But that's to hit the fast forward button, as so many will want to do at the moment. I've seen more Christmas decorations up earlier this year than ever before. It's probably understandable, a bit of good news in the midst of all the doom and gloom. But let's not be too hasty, for to truly celebrate we need Advent and a time to wait, just as we have been waiting through this pandemic. So we symbolically wait for the coming of Jesus. And as we wait, we pray that the words of the carol, asking that Christ be born in us, come true, and remind us in this winter time that though things might sometimes feel hopeless, through faith there is always hope. Hope for our fragile earth. Hope that opportunity might be the same for all. Hope that one day we shall gather around this altar as God's family in this place without having to distance or put masks on or shake or not shake hands or not sing. Having some members of our choir here, a server, a reader, an intercessor, is a step, of course, along the way, a little glimmer of hope for us that one day things will be different, that the time of winter will be over. And the readings and music of this season help build in us a kind of hopeful expectation as we await the coming of the King. And yet, as today's readings remind us, this journey isn't all cosy and comfortable. These are readings that should disturb and challenge us. They tell us to be ready, to keep alert, to not be sleeping in sin, but active in service, and to pay attention to where by our action or inaction we deny hope to others. So as that wonderful collect puts it, we pray for grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armour of light now. Now. Not tomorrow or next week, but now. So winter may feel like it is all around, yet, dear friends, there is hope. There is always hope. And we pray for grace to take these precious days of Advent to rekindle it in us. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was laid down. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he arose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Let us pray. As we begin our Advent journey, we pray for the church across the world, which has been watching and waiting since you walked amongst us. May the church continue to be a star that, when followed, leads to where we can find you. We pray too for the Lusitanian Church in Portugal and its Bishop, the Right Reverend George Pina Cabral. And we pray for all serving on Deanery Synod, allowing the churches in our area to work together united to set and achieve common goals. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We watch and wait for the coming of the Christ child together. We pray for all of our neighbours whom we share our lives with. This week, praying especially for the residents of Penman's Crescent. As we shift from a national lockdown back to local restrictions, we pray for those confused by all the rules, those too scared to go out, those trying to decipher what all this means for their businesses and livelihoods. We pray for all who live and work in care and nursing homes, especially Colton Lodges in our parish. We give thanks for friends, family and neighbours caring for each other. We ask for your grace to be a blessing ourselves for those around us, in however small a way. And we give thanks for this church of St Mary's, that we are a church where community, friends and God can be found, regardless of these stone walls. And that we have a haven from this busy world, a place where God can be encountered, questions asked, and faith nurtured. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you came into the world to save the whole world. We pray for all people everywhere, for the children of Abraham who watched and waited for you for generations, and all who still praise you unceasingly today. We pray for the leaders of all nations, particularly Elizabeth, our Queen, and all the ministers of her government. May they keep in mind the safety and security of all in our society, especially the most vulnerable at the time. May all nations and peoples put aside petty squabbles and rivalries, and see instead our shared humanity, one people made in the image of God, and entered into as one of us on the first Christmas. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Spirit of healing, we pray for all who are sick, for the many in our city, the thousands nationally, and the millions globally currently suffering from COVID. For those in hospital, those at home, those isolating, and those on a long, fatigued journey of recovery. We pray too for everyone who's suffering in any way, in mind, body, or spirit. Hold before you from our own parish, George Brown, Ginny Campone, Mavis Cross, Kath Howard, Martin Hatton, Tom Heafy, Ian May, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson. Comfort them with your presence, strengthen them by your spirit, and let them feel your healing touch. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We fade like leaves, and you give us tears to drink in full measure. But through Jesus, whom we watch for this Advent, you give us life, and we will call upon your name. We remember with thanksgiving all who have gone before us, the patriarchs of old, who first met and encountered you, who served you, loved you, failed you and pleased you. We pray too for those of our own day who've lived among us and who have returned to you. We remember especially Tony Arnold and Anthony Cooper, who've recently died, and Ernest Chadwick, Pamela Hart, Thomas Hayes, Doreen Lowther, John Sim, and Anne Taylor, whose anniversary is full at this time. Comfort those who mourn. Walk with us as we watch for you this Advent and throughout our lives, and meet us, we pray, in the most unlikely of mangers, towns, or times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high shall break upon us, to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
been gathered and made one, so may your church be gathered into your kingdom. Glory to you, O God, forever. Wisdom has built her a house, he has mixed her wine, she has set her table. Glory to you, O God, forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For when he humbled himself to come among us in human flesh, he fulfilled the plan you formed before the foundation of the world to open for us the way of salvation. Confident that your promise will be fulfilled, we now watch for the day when Christ our Lord will come again in glory. And so we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. To you be glory and praise forever. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. To you be glory and praise forever. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. To you be glory and praise forever, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful. as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We light the first of the candles on our Advent wreath. Remembering, as we heard in our prayers, the patriarchs this week. Blessed are you, sovereign Lord, God of our ancestors. To you be praise and glory forever. You call the patriarchs to live by the light of faith and to journey in the hope of your promised fulfillment. May we be obedient to your call and be ready and watchful to receive your Christ, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, for you are our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever.
Make us worthy of a place in his kingdom. Amen.
May God the Son, coming among us in power, reveal in our midst the promise of his glory.
Amen.
May God the Holy Spirit make us steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
As we await our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name